With SDPB Radio News, I'm Chris Loffrey. A newly approved treatment for COVID-19 is already helping patients in South Dakota. The antibody treatment is given through an IV, and it could greatly reduce hospitalization rates for high-risk patients. SDPB's Jackie Hendry has more.
The drug is called bamlanivimab. The FDA recently granted emergency use authorization to its producer, Eli Lilly. The company reports a 72% reduction in hospitalization risk for patients treated soon after their diagnosis. Dr. Mike Wilde is the Vice President Medical Officer for Sanford Health in Sioux Falls. He says local patients are already receiving the new treatment.
And that is available for infusion. They show great promise in reducing the rates of hospitalizations.
But it's not for everyone. The drug's use is limited to high-risk patients, which includes those with diabetes, suppressed immune systems, and other conditions. Dr. Mike Elliott is Chief Medical Officer with Avera McKennan. He says the system is working through the tight restrictions to serve as many patients as it can.
Actively across the system, we are working to stand up outpatient infusion centers so that we can distribute this medication as quickly as possible.
Dr. Elliott says another antibody treatment from Regeneron has also received emergency use authorization from the FDA. Dr. Elliott says the details of that drug's distribution are still pending. Avera partnered with Regeneron for three of the company's COVID-related drug trials in early September. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
South Dakota wants to buy almost 300 acres of an abandoned Black Hills gold mine. The Gilt Edge mine is about 5 miles southeast of Lead. The Brome Mining Company was the last operator. The company went bankrupt more than 20 years ago. The site has pits with polluted water and piles of excavated earth and rock. The EPA is cleaning it up with money from the agency's Superfund. Someday, when the EPA is finished, it will transfer responsibility for the site to the state. The state already owns some of the 1,500-acre site and wants to keep consolidating ownership. A new bill in Congress would authorize the state's purchase of 266 acres from the Forest Service. South Dakota's congressional delegation is sponsoring the legislation. The bill requires an appraisal. Proceeds from the sale would go to the Black Hills National Forest. The nation's current unemployment rate is 6.9%, with millions out of work. Job training plays a vital role for many, and the South Dakota Department of Labor has a new round of technical training for dislocated workers. SDPB's David Ozzie Scott has more.
The Upskill program helps eligible workers advance in their current field or train for a new one. Aaron Morlock works with the South Dakota Department of Labor and Regulation. He's the project manager for SD Upskill. Morlock says the partnership between the Labor Department and the state's technical institutions was developed in response to the pandemic. He says the program offers free education and training.
If you've been dislocated, there's an opportunity to obtain a credential. Even if you already have a credential, or you're going to post-secondary education for the very first time, this is a great opportunity. Free college credits at little to no cost to you. I mean, the tuition is completely covered.
Morlock says the program provides assistance for the general public and some financial stability for the state's technical institutions. He says this round of funding does have new time constraints.
Last semester we had a lot more offerings because we were able to break it over the course of two semesters. Unfortunately, in the second semester, there's only two technical colleges that were able to run a whole certificate program in a single semester, and that was Western Dakota Tech and Lake Area Technical College.
Morlock says all programs are online and offer around 18 credit hours over one semester. Information is available on the SD Upskill website, and the deadline to apply is December 11th. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm David Ozzie Scott in Rapid City.
The amount of money wagered in Deadwood is up about 5.5% for October than the same time last year. The statistics were released by the South Dakota Commission on Gaming. Mike Rodman is the executive director of the Deadwood Gaming Association. He says he appreciates the continued support of Deadwood's patrons during the pandemic. Deadwood gaming operators rewarded players with $1.23 million in free play for the month of October, leaving taxable adjusted gross revenues of nearly $9 million for October of 2020. South Dakota recently passed Amendment B, which legalized sports betting in Deadwood and tribal casinos.